You made this experience already. What is the difference between your last experience and the one in Salzamt now?
So I've done a few trials, but there's one that always stands out to me. It was 92 hours continuously. So very different in with one person. It was done quite badly. It was done with a GoPro, so if I would lay on my side, the image would move to the side. So it really then changes the movement, the ability to move and see. Gives me a tiny bit of agency and autonomy, and that tiny bit of autonomy is key in this, because then it really feels like I'm in your shoes a bit more rather than just watching a film. But in the 92-hour test run we did, where I was just watching this film, it was half me and half someone else. The boredom really was getting to me. He was reading about golf one of the days, and I know nothing about golf. So when you're reading about golf with someone who knows something about golf, it doesn't explain to me what's going on. I just have to pretend like I know these people. And he's reading about golf for 40 minutes. So I'm bored. I'm looking to the side. There's a blank hole. I'm looking to the side. There's a window. There's nothing really you can see. And just the sheer boredom was getting to me and getting to me and getting to me. And then I found from some footage, but they found that I would then be responding to things where I wasn't quite aware that I was responding. Whilst here, I'm aware that I'm responding. Here, it's, that's a funny thing. Oh, all children are so horrible to their mothers, aren't they? Yeah, even me. Like, it's so funny that we act like this. But I'm very aware of it. But with the 92-hour one, I was saying things where I wasn't aware that I was saying it, and I was screaming because the boredom was getting so much, and there was definite breakings of me happening, and then we stopped it because then it looked like I'm very intent and happy to have a breakdown for the real thing, because as I say, that's when the project begins. But in a trial run, I'm not happy to have a breakdown. I'm happy with one and only one with it. So yeah, they're very different trials. But also the technology, because we had to develop the recorder. We've only just finished that. So that's really then where we can start really doing tests now, as opposed to me just seeing if I'm able to spend that amount of time in virtual reality. Now we can really see if I'm able to spend so much time in you. The big thing that we've learned is that the other person should be engaging, that they should be talking to me, that they should, over a duration, so what I now think is maybe for the first 3 days, they acknowledge me more, that they talk to me, but then that slowly fizzles out. And then, so there's kind of this learning process between that person and me, that they're adjusting to me watching, and I'm adjusting to watching. And I think that's quite an important step, which I didn't really think of before, that we need a little bit of settling in time, both of us, to kind of grow together a little bit, as much as just settle. I also think that there needs to be more movement in the space, that myself, that I always thought an exercise bike was enough for me, that cool, to get rid of some energy. But actually what I found was, by going on a bike when they were moving, that really helped me kind of feel a bit more that was there. That walking with this kind of, like, I don't know what that's called, but walking around then helped me feel when they were walking around, that trying to introduce more equipment into the space that enables me to kind of mimic some of their behaviour, but not in a categoric, I'm mimicking their behaviour way, that when I choose to go and do that, I choose to go and do that. When I don't choose to do it, I don't choose to do it. And something I'd like to test with more is fans. So fans are very useful because it's very hot over time, but it also helps me move around the space. So there was a fan near the toilet, so I'd follow that fan to then get to the toilet. But then there were a few times when I was on the bike and they were driving and the fan hitting me then made me feel, because their window was open, it then made me feel like I really was there. They're trying to play with the sensory experience a bit more. But it's always been very important to me that this isn't just we are trying to mimic everything. We're not trying to mimic the smell in the space. We're not trying to mimic the touch of things. We're not trying to mimic the other senses. It's, where is the separation of mind and body is really what I'm interested in. That, and then mimicking everything that brings my body into this, and I want that clear line. But if we can have a little bit more of it, maybe blur it slightly, I think is, I'd like to play with that more. Mm-hmm. And I think we will be playing with that more.
Mm-hmm. A little bit more of stimulation.
Yeah, physical stimulation there, but not too much. And trying to find that line is what I think we're going to be working on next, is how much is too much.